Welcome to A Deeper Look in the Book. This broadcast is brought to you by Bob Away Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert, Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert will bring a series of studies from the book of Genesis. So get close to your radio and grab your Bible as we take a deeper look in the book.
Come on, Houston, you can say it one time with us.
To the end of the book of Genesis. This will be our last lesson in the book of Genesis, and we will cover tonight chapters 46 through 50. Chapter 46 through 50. If you will look at our lesson, the last four chapters of the book of Genesis deals with the life of Jacob. Joseph is going to still be involved, but for the most part, I want to look at it from the standpoint of Jacob. And so tonight we will see three things about the last things in Jacob's life. The first thing we will look at is Jacob's last journey. Jacob's last journey. Since we've been studying about Jacob, Jacob has been on the move. He's been traveling. And so tonight we'll look at his last journey as Jacob now, he moves out of Canaan land into Egypt land. And he was kind of apprehensive at first about moving. Look at the text beginning with verse number 1. So Israel set out with all that he had and came to Beersheba. He's going south and offered sacrifice to God of his father Isaac. And God spoke to Israel in a vision of the night and said, Jacob, Jacob. And he says, here I am. And he says, I am the God of your father. Do not be afraid to go down to Egypt, for I will make you a great nation, and I will go down with you to Egypt, and I will also surely bring you up again, and Joseph will close your eyes. Now, Jacob is setting out on his journey. Remember, Joseph is sending for Jacob to come to Egypt because Egypt had some food. Now, why is Jacob apprehensive about going into Egypt? Why do you think he's apprehensive about going into Egypt? Well, normally, whenever the patriarchs, whenever an Israelite moved out of Canaan land, he was out of the will of God. That's always the picture. Whenever you leave the home base where God has told you to be, and regardless if there's famine or what have you, whenever you move out, you have stepped out the will of God. We saw that happen with Abraham. Remember in Genesis chapter 12, Abraham, there was a famine in the land, and so he kept on going. You know, God had called him to come out of, to leave his father, leave his kindreds, and to go into the land that God was going to bless him. But once he got there, wasn't nothing there. So he kept on going, and he went on into Egypt. And Isaac, remember, was going to do the same thing. Isaac was there in the land, and there was a famine in the land, and Isaac had started towards Egypt, and he got right there to the border, and God stopped him. And God said, you don't have to go there. I'll take care of you right here in this land. Even in a famine land, God said, I'm going to take care of you. And so God took care of him. And so no doubt Jacob knew those stories. He knew those stories that his granddaddy had messed up. Abraham messed up when he went into Egyptian land. Because remember, that's where he found Hagar. And that's the reason why we got the war and the fighting that's going on today between the Israeli people and the Palestinian people because of Isaac and Ishmael. Those those two seeds, descendants of Abraham. And Jacob didn't want to step out of God's will, and so he was kind of apprehensive about going. But he'd done something to get God's attention. As a matter of fact, how do you get God's attention? Do you know how to get God's attention? Okay, somebody said one way is to pray. Another way to really get God's attention is sacrifices. If you really want to get God's attention, make a sacrifice to God. If you ever notice, when Abraham made a sacrifice to God, God spoke to him. When Isaac made his sacrifice to God, God spoke to him. When Jacob, right here, made sacrifice, did you notice? Verse number 1, it says he offered sacrifice to the God of his father Isaac, and God spoke to Israel in a vision. God spoke to him. Listen, if you want God to speak to you, you need to make some sacrifice. One of the ways is in your giving, and another way is when you push that plate back. When you start fasting, that's another way. If you want to get God's attention, because God knows that you are denying your flesh. And anytime you deny your flesh and start making sacrifices, you get God's attention. God knows you're serious. You always have his attention, but he knows you're serious now. When you decide to leave them Big Macs alone for a while, hello, somebody. I ain't going by Kentucky Fried this week. Hello, somebody. You're getting God's attention, particularly at the lunch hour, because you know at the lunch hour you try to show you know you got money too. Hello, somebody. Everybody, where y'all going? Where y'all want to? Hey, everybody, they're going to Benningen's, you know, so you're going to go to Benningen's with them. Even though you know you ain't got no Benningen money, only thing you got is McDonald's money. You're going to Benningen's and you're taking so long with the menu because you're looking for the dollar menu. They ain't got nothing on there for a dollar. Even the drinks is $1.75. Hello, somebody. Thank you, Jesus. All right. So Jacob here, he moves on. God lets Jacob know, I'm with you. And that's a good thing. You really don't want to step out on your journey until you know God is with you. And whenever you are doing something, there should be some confirmation. And whatever you're doing, that needs to be some confirmation. If you didn't get it before you started, you need to get it right after you done started. That's what I mean by confirmation. There should be a leading of God. There should be something that done happened to lead you. But then there should be some confirmation to show you that you're going the right way. Yeah. That should be something to confirm what has already been affirmed in your life. Yeah. All right. So in chapter 46, I'm going to just kind of highlight this. But when you go over to about verse number 28, you'll see that Jacob meet Joseph. And keep in mind, he'd been without Joseph for 13 years. Now, for 13 years, he thought this boy was dead. But now he meets Joseph for the first time. Look here at verse number, let's see, is it 28. Now, when he sent Judah before him to Joseph to point out the way, verse 29, and Joseph prepared his chariots. That's not what I'm looking for. Let's see. Did somebody else find it? It's in chapter. All right, let's just make that your class assignment. I didn't say homework. I said class assignment. Let's find the verse where he meet Jacob and Joseph meet. Is it 29 and 30? It's 29. That's right. You're exactly right. Y'all pray for me because I can barely read. Amen. All right. All right. It says, and Joseph prepared his chariot and went up to Goshen. You know something? Now, we learned that last week, didn't we? That whenever you are struggling with a verse, just keep reading. Now, didn't we learn that last week? Now, I got to practice what I preach now. I mean, it's right here. I started in on the verse, and I feel so embarrassed. But we family here, amen? So ain't nobody going to look at me like, you know what that crazy preacher done down there tonight? Because we family here, aren't we? Amen, amen. All right, thank you, Jesus. All right, and Joseph prepared, verse 29, and Joseph prepared his chariot and went up to Goshen to meet his father, there it is, right there, Israel. As soon as he appeared before him, he fell on his neck and wept on his neck a long time. And so Joseph is so happy to meet daddy. Then Israel said to Joseph, now let me die, since I have seen your face, that you are still alive. He said, now I can die now. You know, that's good that God allowed him to see this, his son, before he died. Amen. Because in the back of his mind, that's the thing about it. Even though somebody may show you some evidence, may show you that, you know, that this doesn't happen, when you walk with God, there's something in the back of your mind saying, no, that ain't how the story really is. There's something. When somebody done told you a lie, even though they fixed the lie up real good, there's something in the back of your mind just saying, I don't know. I know what they saying, but I don't know. Hello, somebody. Amen. 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 And even looked like time done verified it. Because for 13 years, no Joseph, so it looked like he was dead. But how many of you know a lie don't live forever? Hello, somebody. I say a lie don't live. Ooh. Amen. Amen. All right. All right. Let's go on a little bit further. We have Joseph's brothers meet Pharaoh in verses 1 through 6 of chapter 47. Now, Joseph, at the end of chapter 46, Joseph tells them how to behave in front of Pharaoh. Now, watch what Joseph says in verse number 33 and 34 of chapter 46 before we get into chapter 47. And it shall come about when Pharaoh call you and say, what is your occupation? What do y'all do for a living, in other words? That you shall say, your servants have been keepers of livestock from our youth, even until now, both we and our fathers, that you may live in the land of Goshen. For every shepherd is loathsome or is obnoxious to the Egyptian. They don't like, I mean, they look down on poor people. These shepherds are the underclass. But you tell them you part of the Cartwright clan. See, that sounds pretty good. You know, you're a rancher. That sounds pretty good. So Joseph is fixing it up for him. All right, now what do you think they told Pharaoh? Because Pharaoh going to show action. Because you can't even go on Wheel of Fortune without them asking, what do you do? Hello, somebody. Tell the truth and shame the devil. All right, look at what they say in chapter 47. Then Joseph went in and told Pharaoh and said, my father and my brothers and their flocks, their herds, and all that they have has come out of the land of Canaan. And behold, they are in the land of Goshen. And he took five men from among his brothers and presented them to Pharaoh. He didn't want to make it look like they had, you know, a bunch of, you know, baby kids and all of them. So he said, just five of y'all, come on. Amen. Didn't want it to look like the Beverly Hillbillies done moved in. So, all right. So, verse 3, then Pharaoh says to his brethren, what is your occupation? Right from the bat. So they said to Pharaoh, your servants are shepherds, both we and our father. Was that the right answer? Huh? He told them, don't tell them you are a shepherd, because they look down on shepherds. Tell them that you are ranchers. You work with the livestock. You work with cattle, beef. You're part of the beef industry. They got right for Pharaoh and said, we shepherds. Us shepherds. We shepherds. See our sheep out here? All right. Now, many years ago, it wouldn't been no problem for them to lie. But they see that lying catch up with you. So in their mind, I don't care what Joseph says. If the big man acts up, I ain't lying to this man. This man find us out, he's gonna chop off our head. No. So they got right up there and told the truth. Amen. Do you see that these fellas are having an awakening? Yeah, once you see that your lies ain't working out, it's time to have an awakening. Yeah. They say, I don't care what Joseph say, I'm gonna tell Pharaoh the truth. All right, so Joseph's brothers meet Pharaoh. Now, watch what happened when Jacob meet Pharaoh down here in verse number 7 through 10. It said, then Joseph brought his father, Jacob, and presented him to Pharaoh. And Jacob blessed Pharaoh. Wait a minute. Let me read this again. Verse 7. Everybody with verse 7? Because let me make sure that my Bible is right. Then Joseph brought his father, Jacob, and blessed him and presented him to Pharaoh. And Jacob blessed Pharaoh. Wait a minute. Jacob blessed Pharaoh. Shouldn't that be Pharaoh blessed Jacob? The greater always blessed the lesser. Right? The greater always blessed the lesser. So Pharaoh should have been blessing Jacob. Shouldn't it? But Jacob blessed Pharaoh. See, in order to bless somebody, the person that's being blessed have to get on their knees. Now, isn't this something? This great king, when he saw Jacob, he got on his knees and he said, I want what you got, so bless me. Isn't that something? See, and then notice his question, what he asked him. Verse 8. And Jacob, and Pharaoh said to Jacob, how many years have you lived? So Jacob said to Pharaoh, the year of my sojourning are 130. Few and unpleasant have been the years of my life. Nor have they obtained the years that my father lived during the days of their sojourning. And Jacob, he said again, blessed Pharaoh and went out from his presence. See, the average age of a person, lifespan of a person, back in Pharaoh them day was 45, was in the 40s. And they ain't never seen a man this old. So Pharaoh said, man, I want what you got. They ain't never seen a man this old. And so when he saw a man this old, he said, that's a blessed man. I want that blessed man to give me some of them blessings. You can put your hands on me. Amen. See, now, see, y'all not be letting just anybody put their hands on you. Somebody who ain't got nothing, he'll need to be coming up there to make a, no, no. But now if you got something, hit my head in. Hello, somebody. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. All right. All right. So Jacob, he blessed Pharaoh. So what's the most important thing in life? Is it material thing? Cars, houses, or clothes? What good is having that and you ain't got no life? Huh? See, you can have, somebody can promise you a brand new house when you get 25, but if you're going to die at 22, huh? You see what I'm saying? Oh, you get a house at 25, but you die at 26. You see? But if you got a long life, oh, man, that's the thing. That's the thing. People who live a long time, they blessed. Yeah, yeah. And the thing about America, we try to be ashamed of our age. We don't want nobody to know how old we are. In the Bible, that was a bragging thing. Because half the people didn't get to live half of your day. Yeah, in the Bible. And that was the thing. See, that was the thing about being an Israelite. The Israelites, they didn't get some of the diseases that the world got. Their cows and stuff didn't get the diseases as the world cows got. And so God blessed them materially and with good health and strength that the world could see that as a witness. That the world would say, man, what's the secret to y'all living so long? And they said, this God that we serve. Yeah, yeah, the God that we serve. Amen. Amen. And see, that's going to be my secret if I live a long time. Amen. No, it's not going to be that I ate a good diet. Because I don't know what a good diet is anymore. Because a few years ago, they said that you're not supposed to have any fat. Now they came out last year saying that you got to have a little fat in your diet. You see, the other year they said no cholesterol. Now they say you need a little cholesterol. So, you know, they keep changing this thing. So what that tells me, they really don't know. So I'm going to eat my Big Mac and French fries. Amen. I'm going to just eat it in moderation because I don't want to eat one every day. You see what I'm saying? I'm not going to be like the guy that worked for, Subway? Yeah, he said he used to eat, you know, Big Macs every day and stuff. You know, for now, you know, he done quit eating that, and now he eat fresh Subway. But I would get tired of eating them Subways every day. You see what I'm saying? Every now and then, I'm going to have to go back and get me a Big Mac. Hello, somebody.
Bread of life sent down from glory.
If you would like a copy of the Bible study that you have just heard in its entirety, please contact the church at 972-257-3766. Again, that is 972-257-3766. Or you can visit the church website at BibleWayIrving.org. Again, that is BibleWayIrving.org. And come out and visit us on a Wednesday night Bible study at 7 o'clock where you can hear Dr. Wilbur go in depth into his Bible studies. Again, that is at 7 o'clock at 4215 North Greenview Drive in Irving, Texas. And always remember, bring a paper and a pen because we are going to take a deeper look in the book.